Now to Dallas, where the murder trial of former police officer Amber Geiger continued today. Geiger shot and killed her neighbor, Botham John, a year ago as he sat in his living room eating a bowl of ice cream. Geiger took the stand yesterday. NPR's Wade Goodwin is covering the trial, and he's with us now. Wade, thanks so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
So a lot of people probably know the details of this, but I'm going to assume that some don't. So I'm going to ask you to briefly tell us what happened on the night of September 6th of last year.
Sure. So here's what happened. Amber Geiger was coming off a long police duty shift, 13 hours. It was just about 10 o'clock at night when she got to her apartment complex. She was somewhat distracted. She'd been talking on the phone with her partner, with whom she was also having a romantic relationship, and she parked on the fourth floor instead of the third. So that meant she walked down the hallway to Botham John's door. She put her key in the lock, but the door was not locked. She says the door pushed open. She actually testified that she heard John inside while she was still out in the hallway. She pulled her weapon. She says she yelled at him to show his hands, and then she shot him through the heart.
So I don't think those facts have really been in dispute. So what did Amber Geiger say in her testimony yesterday?
Well, I think the main point the defense wanted to get across to the jury was that Geiger felt deep remorse for killing John. And under questioning from a lawyer, here is some sound of her breaking down on the stand.
I feel like a piece of crap. And I ask God for forgiveness. And I hate myself every single day. I wish he was the one with the gun that killed me. I never wanted to take an innocent person's life.
Now, during the prosecution's cross-examination, Geiger testified that she did indeed intend to kill Botham John when she saw him standing there inside what she thought was her apartment. And prosecutors were able to get her to concede that when she first heard him, she could have taken cover in the hallway and called for backup. And that, in fact, that's what her police training dictated that she should have done.
So given the fact that Amber Geiger has admitted she shot at Botham John intending to kill him, what are the issues the jury must decide in this case?
Well, the defense is arguing a legal concept called a mistake of fact. This defense hinges on whether the error was a reasonable one any person could make. So I'll make both sides quickly. For the defense, they argue Geiger was exhausted from a long shift. She'd parked on the wrong floor, so therefore she had good reason to believe that she was entering her apartment. The prosecution points to the large red doormat in front of Botham John's door. So how did she not know that that wasn't her door? Finally, she shot John within seconds of entering that unit. They're going to say she should have retreated, she could have called for backup, and therefore her killing of John was unreasonable.
And Wade, let me raise the obvious. Amber Geiger is white. Botham John was black. Is race a factor in this trial at all?
Well, race has not overtly been present. Geiger wasn't on duty when she killed Sean, for example. You know, she's part of a specially trained unit that backs up Dallas SWAT. And that means encountering and arresting potentially violent suspects, African-American and all other races, is part of what she does as for a living. Raises the question, when she saw a young black man, did that contribute to her mistaken impression that he was a criminal? Had she seen a woman or a white man, might that have given her pause just for a second to reconsider her perception of the situation before she pulled that trigger? It's hard to know exactly with jury alternates, but it's believed that at least half the jury are people of color.
That's NPR's Wade Goodwin from Dallas. Wade, thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.